Dreamscape presents Soldier Girls by Helen Thorpe, narrated by Donna Postel. The Army National Guard, which has fallen short of recruiting goals during the prolonged fighting in Iraq, is trying new marketing beyond the traditional enticement of college tuition aid. New ploys include free hunting and fishing licenses, passes to state parks, more chances to get signing bonuses, and pink t-shirts bearing the words, Soldier Girl. From a compilation of news headlines published in the Wrench Daily News, a newsletter serving the 113th Support Battalion, 76th Infantry Brigade. Author's note. This book is a work of nonfiction. To report it, I spent 4 years interviewing the three main characters, as well as many other individuals. I supplemented those interviews with information from emails, letters, diaries, Facebook posts, Facebook messages, notebooks that the soldiers kept with notes about their missions, yearbooks that the soldiers brought home from their deployments, photographs, newspaper articles, court documents, medical records, therapists' notes, and a newsletter distributed to soldiers who belonged to the Indiana Army National Guard's Bravo Company, 113th Support Battalion, 76th Infantry Brigade. Two of the main characters wished to use their real names in this book, and one did not. I refer to her by a pseudonym throughout the work, and also changed the names of her family members and friends. Other soldiers and family members whom I was fortunate enough to have a chance to speak with were offered the choice of whether to use real names or pseudonyms. When I did not have the chance to interview a particular soldier, I generally chose to use a pseudonym. The translator the soldiers worked with in Afghanistan, who presently works at a prison where many...